How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Mr. President.
You signed up for Nixon today?
I just talked to him about 10 minutes ago.
How'd it go?
He took it very well, and I mean, he felt very good about it. Frankly, he asked me if I had any suggestions of somebody that I might want to recommend to him. And I told him I didn't have any right offhand, that I would surely be giving some thought and get back to him. But I told him why, along the lines of our discussion yesterday, and I thanked him for the honor that he'd given to me, but I felt that I had some obligations and that I most likely would like to kind of base myself back in my home state. I hoped he'd understand that. And, I also said that I was ready to be of service to him on occasion if he thought I could be, and that I would respect his confidence, treat it as a private matter as best I could. And it was all up to him as to whether he wanted to, if there was anything I could do to be of help to him.
He won't do it, but he wouldn't do bad if he had Murphy.
Yeah.
He's the ablest fellow that I've run into. He's on Clark Clifford's board, and that's where I met him, through Clark Clifford. But Clark was strong for him, but he got one of the best minds and one of the best trainings of any fellow I've ever seen.
You mean the former...
ambassador, yeah. Joe Roosevelt's man.
Yeah, he's a...
He's able as hell, and he's just he's a Chip Boland type. He's real smart. Clifford thought very highly of him. That's where I got to know him, and I don't know why Nixon got him. I guess he was trying to lean over and get somebody connected to Roosevelt, somebody that... but anyway, he has been very excellent on all this transition, and looks like he's very much on our side.
Yeah.
I offered him the United Nations, before did George Ball, and he turned it down.
Well, I guess he kind of figures that he's had his years of
yes, I imagine,
that trial.
I imagine
he's a hell of a guy. There's no doubt about that.
I imagine that's his feel. Now, do you see the story in the Afternoon Star on our suit?
No, I didn't. Well, listen, I found out all about this, and I have, I've got a call in to Mr. Short. Mr. Short did give information that as a lawyer would, saying that in order to, he talked with Maurer, apparently, and that Maurer felt that the best way that they could handle this money was through a, what they call a friendly suit. So that the court would hand down an order and it wouldn't appear as if that somehow or another that there was any political shenanigans. Now, I asked Bill about this. I tried to get a call into Bob Short, but Bob Short's up in northern Minnesota today. And he's going to get back to me hopefully tonight. I left my number for him to call. He told this fellow that came to see him from Evans and Novak, I think it was Novak, that the president had in no way stood in the way, to the contrary, had been very helpful. And you can rest assured that's the way